Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 81. Showers will continue overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 65. More showers likely into Saturday, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And rain will continue Saturday night with a low around 55. And scattered showers on Sunday, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A 14-year-old girl is dead after a deputy tried to convince her to return home. She shot herself in front of him. This past weekend, the Cloud County Sheriff's Office said a local resident called late Saturday night to request help locating a teenage family member. He believed to have run away from home and was attending a party earlier this week in Atlanta, Kansas. A release from the Cloud County Sheriff's Office says that the deputy did not draw his weapon. The deputy and an off-duty firefighter attempted life-saving measures, but the girl died shortly after midnight. Kansas lawmakers maintain that guns shouldn't be blamed in spiking youth suicide rate. Kansas Honor Flight is helping 89 Kansas veterans who served in Korea and Vietnam to return home from their respective war memorials. Honor Flight is a national organization that helps veterans fly out to Washington, D.C. and visit those memorials. And one veteran, Tom Phipps, was asked about his previous return home and how this one compares.
What did you get when you actually came home? I said zero, other than my family.
From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
An investigation into one Kansas school district's policies remain ongoing after a student was left on the bus for more than 5 hours after they fell asleep. Marysville Public Schools USD 364 Superintendent Darren Schroeder told WIBW earlier this week that the student fell asleep on the bus and was found safe, but was left on for more than 5 hours. The district said that they will continue to provide support and care when necessary, and will look into its policies and practices moving forward. Kansas Board of Regents has approved their budget and has requested more funding to support the state's higher education system. They've requested $147 million in a one-time funding and $154.3 million in recurring support. The Regents would like to focus their priorities on student affordability and academic access. Board of Regents Chair John Rolfe says that higher education is essential to the prosperity for Kansas and its communities. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Lincoln County taxing entities have held a public hearing at North Platte Community College. There were representatives from schools all over the place, but the only one legally obligated to be there was Sutherland Public Schools, due to plenty of requests by the community. One resident, Patrick Merritt, finds himself upset with the taxing being taken away from his pockets.
I can't keep doing this. My wife has had to become more frugal. And I suggest that you, as the representatives here from the different parts of the government and community, have got to become more frugal.
Sutherland Public School Superintendent talks about a new HVAC system and playground equipment are primary reasons for their request in higher taxes.
And they looked at our playground, which is over 20-some years old, and they said, you need to get a different playground.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Hello. 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Upper Valley Extension District recently took part in a series of farm transition conferences. The average age of the American farmer has risen over the past several decades. Many are beginning to wonder how to pass the torch to a new generation of farmers and ranchers. To help local ag producers begin to answer these questions, River Valley, Central Kansas, Post Rock, and the Phillips Rooks Extension Districts, in collaboration with Kansas State University Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, hosted the North Central Kansas Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences. With over 140 participants from 40 communities in 15 counties taking part at Clyde, Delphus, Beloit, and Phillipsburg. Dr. Roy Hansen with the University of Nebraska shared over 40 years' experience as the keynote speaker at each location. His focus, mapping out a plan to keep your farm in the family for future generations, brought to attention the need for farming families to have difficult conversations about death, inheritance, relationships, and the future of farming legacies that many are inclined to leave on the back burner until too late. Numerous anecdotes conveyed successful transitions that improved the farm's role of prosperity and reconciliation, as well as those failed transitions where farms were dissolved. Participants developed their understanding of how to ensure their farm's posterity endured. Economists from the Kansas Farm Management Association also offered valuable insight into how current producers could transition their farm businesses in a tax-advantaged fashion and walked attendees through the discrepancies between income and capital gains tax rates, the importance of tax management over tax minimization, and how the business classification of the farm affects taxation during a transition. While the down-home intimacy of ag producers and their farms may indicate otherwise, the movement of wealth, ownership, and management of Kansas farms is a process fraught with legal consequences. Local lawyers spoke on the topic of protecting these assets in transition for farm families and prospective beneficiaries. Points included ranged from complicated questions like positioning your estate plan to avoid the probate process, down to the very simple yet obvious questions like understanding what your living trust actually contains. Office of Farm and Ranch Transition and Kansas Ag Mediation Service representatives shared free or low-cost resources available to farm families seeking assistance in transition. These include enrollment in the Kansas Land Link Program, which confidentially connects landowners seeking to transition out of farming with unrelated parties seeking to begin farming, the Kansas State Farm Analyst Program, which allows producers to have a financial analysis conducted for their farm for a one-time $150 payment, as well as one-on-one consultations to discuss navigating the complex arena of farm transition planning. Anyone with questions about the Farm and Ranch Transition Conference, or if you'd like to learn more how to successfully transition your farm or ranch, contact Luke Byers, River Valley Extension District Ag and Natural Resources Agent, at 785-632-5335. Fabulous Finds on 99 this weekend features 233 miles of garage sales, flea markets, and business specials in communities along and adjacent to K99 Highway from Marshall County south through Kansas. Hanover is celebrating homecoming this week. Crowning will be Friday in their game against Blue Valley. Candy Wild will air that as our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5. Concordia Fall Festival is planned Saturday. Grand Marshals of the Fall Festival will be Rod and Kathy Imhoff. They are longtime business owners in the Concordia community and were active in the Marysville community some years back. They'll be our guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt. Ann L. Feldkamp, age 98, of Manhattan, passed away Wednesday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5:30 until 7, with a vigil service at 7 at the church. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Ann Feldkamp. Walter J. Vitosh, age 91, of Beatrice, formerly of the Odell area, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Walter Vitosh. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, Capri Blend, and peaches. Monday's menu, a ham salad sandwich, tomato soup with relish, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers are likely all day Saturday with some sunshine and our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain will continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And some rain early Sunday night, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Rain showers may linger as we head into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Then more rain possible Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Rain early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 79. Record high on this date hits century mark. The average low, 55, and the record low, 26. Sunrise this morning, 7:15. Sunset this evening at 7:26. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region overnight, anywhere from an inch and a half to as much as 3.5. We topped a couple inches here in Marysville. That band of showers still in northeast Kansas, extending now from St. Joe past Topeka down past Emporia to just outside Wichita. 63 degrees, cloudy, overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, recent increase in wages, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, fuel allowance, and a comprehensive insurance package. Join the Landall team. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
The Niners remain undefeated Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The 49ers took a 2-0 record into last night's home tilt with the Giants. Late second quarter, already up 10-3. San Francisco driving for more.
First and goal, 4-yard line. 49ers up 10-3, looking to open up a score here of two scores late in the half. Bunch left, McCaffrey to the side. Inside gun run to McCaffrey. Touchdown!
The call on the 49ers radio network, the Giants would get another field goal and touchdown drive to start the second half, but that was it. Niners win 30-12. A Christian McCaffrey running TD tied Jerry Rice's team record for consecutive games with a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a huge honor. Obviously, scoring touchdowns is a team thing. You know, O-line did a great job blocking, just had to hit the hole. But yeah, that's a huge honor to be mentioned with somebody like that.
Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs is out for the season after tearing a knee ligament in practice. To baseball, the Braves crushed the Nationals 10-3. Matt Olson blasted his 53rd home run of the campaign. Brewers shut out the Cardinals 6-0. Pirates over the Cubs 8-6. Chicago falling into a tie with the idle Mariners for the last NL wildcard spot. It was the Yankees 5 and the Blue Jays 3. Toronto sitting a half game in front of Texas and Seattle for the second AL wildcard spot. Angels Rays, bottom of the ninth.
A 1-2. Swing soft looper, shallow right. Dropping quickly. Rays win. It's a base hit to right from Manuel Margot. And the Rays score 2 in the ninth and beat the Angels.
The call on WDAE. Nick Castellanos continues his white-hot hitting. He'd already driven in 3 for the Phillies when he came to the plate in the bottom of the 6th in a 4-4 tie with the Mets.
1-1 pitch. Castellanos blasts it deep left, and the game is untied as Castellanos hits one off the facing of the second deck.
The call on WIP. Phils edge the Mets 5-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville travels to Concordia as North Central Kansas League play continues. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Abilene's at Chapman, Clay Setter at Hiawatha, while Mago entertains KC Washington. In our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is at Lynn, Frankfort at Donovan West, Washington County at Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights at Republic County, and Centralia kicks off at Troy.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday, September the 22nd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's your Steckline Report.
Well, you farmers had a lot of questions for me at the Kansas State Fair, but one of the biggest ones, of course, is what are we going to do with these grain prices, especially wheat? Seemed like it was heavy wheat questions about why the price is where it is today, and I told everybody I haven't the slightest idea. I think it's too low. I think it's crazy. I think it's the boys on the Board of Trade. Down in the mouth, we need to do something to get them a little more excited. Maybe there's something company coming. Listen to this. Exports explode the last 4 weeks of the marketing year for all grains. China, back in the market big time for corn and soybeans, even buying some wheat. I got to tell you, that's got some people a little excited, coupled with crop conditions. Crop conditions across the country are going downhill every day. In Kansas, only 40% of the state's crop rated poor. I should say 40%, not, and drop the only. 40% of our crops poor to very poor. That stuff won't make doodly-do. In the meantime, USDA says that our crop conditions right now are going to show corn making 15.1 million bushels, soybeans 4.1. Not anything earth-shaking there for the traders to put their hat on and move the market up or down. USDA reports the wheat price should be around 7.5, soybeans 12.90, corn 4.90. Thanks for being with us.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Understanding grid pricing trends can be financially beneficial for beef producers. K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder explains how grid pricing works and the impact it can have. He says that understanding what consumers want can help producers be more effective growers.
The whole idea behind grid pricing is that if you can get better pricing value signals that customers and consumers want down to producers, it can incentivize producers to produce things, produce the kind of quality cattle that are in demand, and avoid or reduce production of attributes that are in less demand. We've seen over the last decade or so is a rapid increase, actually, in the industry overall to adoption and use of grid pricing systems in fed cattle at the feedlot level. And a big part of that is because producers have recognized they can actually make more money, be more profitable, if they can, as they can produce cattle that match up well with the grids that are available to them.
Schroeder explains what has changed to pricing trends.
As we have adopted more grid pricing, the grids themselves, the price signals, the premiums and discounts that are out there, they vary quite a bit. And kind of what are the implications of those premiums and discount trends, but also variation in them as producers consider either renegotiating their current relationship or even adopting a grid pricing system?
Having an in-depth knowledge of the market can help producers find the best match for the cattle they are raising.
While some of the premiums and discounts for more typical relations like choice relative to select, that's pretty strongly related to wholesale valuations. But as you start to get into more specialty components of grid pricing, the premiums and discounts can vary quite a bit, enough that it is well worth familiarizing the variation there. And if I'm in a negotiation, I want to be armed with what are the grid premiums and discounts that are out there, and are mine in line with the market? And can I, as a producer, match my cattle to the best grid that's available to me? So it's really about going out and figuring out how my cattle are going to perform under those different grids. And it's not a, oh, I'm on a grid, I'm done. It's which grid am I on, and how do my cattle match up? Because there's quite a bit of variation in those premiums and discounts.
That was K-State livestock economist Ted Schroeder with how producers can market their beef to help create a potential increase in profits. Read the research on www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Load up and make your way to Blue Rapids September 30th for the annual Blue Rapids Road Ramble. Breakfast will be serving at the community center starting at 7:30 a.m. Registration begins at 8 with send-off at 11. Check out Blue Rapids Road Ramble on Facebook and plan to have some fun September 30th.
The competition is really heating up among ice cream producers. We have the scoop on the industry's latest trends from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year. Actor Scott Baio has a birthday, and a patent for the ice cream cone was granted on this day in 1903. One of the most remarkable new ice cream trends is the emphasis on what's not in the carton. Hormone, lactose, and carb-free, no preservatives, no artificial flavors, non-fat and low-fat. The competition to market healthier ice cream is fierce, and the quest for even more exotic flavors continues as well. Salty black licorice, garlic, and floral flavors like lavender and jasmine are a few labels we've seen recently. Alcohol-infused ice cream is a growing trend, and there's even a jet black ice cream made with activated charcoal. Yet with all these innovations, America's favorite ice cream flavor remains vanilla. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, 63 and a cloudy overcast after thunderstorms rumbled, and I do mean rumbled overnight across the region. We had about 2.5 inches here in Marysville, everything from 1.5 inches to almost 3.5 across northeast Kansas. That activity pushing east yet from St. Joe down past Topeka, Emporia. We could have another round or two on the way yet into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, possibilities.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Vince Johnson. Former Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has retired from the NFL. He went on to play for the Jets after his Chiefs career. But Duvernay-Tardif is most famous for taking the 2020 season off to return to his native Canada and practice medicine. And for that, Sports Illustrated named him the Sports Person of the Year. Duvernay-Tardif said that playing the NFL for 9 years was an absolute honor, but now he will go practice medicine and help as many people as possible. After a season-ending injury to their leader on defense, Daniel Green, the K-State Wildcats are worried about their leader on offense, their quarterback, Will Howard. Howard is working to recover from a leg injury that he suffered during the Mizzou game last week in their narrow loss and is considered questionable. Running back Trajan Ward is also considered doubtful for Saturday's game with an injury to his midsection. The replacement at quarterback could be Avery Johnson, a true freshman from Mays, and the Cats will also have Jake Rubley ready to play to see if he could get some action in a complimentary role. Mid-American Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
There's a fantastic slate of college football games with 6 matchups where both teams are ranked in the AP poll's top 25. Those matchups are Colorado heading up to Oregon, take on the number 10 Ducks, and Colorado being ranked number 19. Number 22, UCLA Bruins heading to Utah, take on the number 11 Utes. Number 14, Oregon State going to number 21, Washington State. Number 24, Iowa will be headed to Happy Valley to take on the number 7, Nittany Lions. And the highest ranked matchup of the two teams is number 6, Ohio State, headed to South Bend to take on the number 9, Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Both KU and K-State will be playing teams that are brand new to the Big 12. KU will be hosting BYU, the Cougars, at David Booth Memorial Stadium, and K-State will be hosting the UCF Golden Knights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday night football, Marysville travels to Concordia as North Central Kansas League play continues. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Abilene's at Chapman, Clay Center at Hiawatha, while Mago entertains KC Washington. In our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is at Lynn, Frankfort at Donovan West, Washington County at Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights at Republic County, and Centralia kicks off at Troy.
KNDY.
A man is lonely. A man is blue. A man whose world's been torn in two. Need somebody with a heart that's true. A man is lonely, needs a woman like you. Two arms is empty.